Hi, I'm Claire Davis, and we're here for Mental Health Chats. And today I'm really pleased to be able to introduce to you Warren Davies, who is known as the Unbreakable Farmer. Hi, Warren, how are you going?
G'day, Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
This is part of our wider series. Find the full interview in the playlist for this series.
So what's your second lesson from this?
My second lesson, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the first lesson, and it's about staying connected to your community. And whatever your community means to you, whether it's your family, your close friends, your sporting groups, your work colleagues, whoever your community is, or you're living in a rural town, whether it's your whole community, staying connected and not isolating yourself. And as I said at the outset, these are my lessons. They're the things that I did wrong. So when I did spiral out of control, I never stand up in front of audiences and say, I've got all the answers, because they're the things that I did wrong. I didn't do well. And I isolated myself from my community. I stopped doing all the things that I loved doing. I stopped playing footy. I stopped being involved with the school and isolated myself on my farm. And it was detrimental to my mental health, because basically it was me and my thoughts. And at that time, they weren't the best. That wasn't the best conversations to be having. So, staying connected to that community is important, and connected to that support network that you're acknowledged and identified. And I think out of anything that I do and say whenever I'm speaking, what's one of the biggest lessons I hope people take away is, sitting down after someone's either heard this or heard one of my talks, and sitting down and saying, well, who are my five people? Who are those five people that I, if the proverbial hit the fan, who can I turn to and have these tough conversations?
That's important. And so often when we're feeling isolated, we feel like that we don't want to get involved in a community because we can feel so negative. So I love that advice. Thank you for that. So thank you very much for joining us, Warren, and best wishes.
No worries, Claire. Thank you.
And take
care. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.